Welcome to the Seaside Meeting Hall Theater. This seems like a good crowd tonight. You guys seem excited about that. Any other given night, this would be home to the Seaside Repertory Theater, so I want to put in a little plug. My name is Mark. I happen to be on the board of that theater. And it is a great, great, great series of shows that the theater puts on. Right here is the place for the complete works of William Shakespeare Bridge, which is a comedy, by the way. Very, very funny. Bring in your Indigo Girls ticket for a half-price admission to that show. Lots of other shows. Grab a program, grab a schedule, and please come on out for all of that. Now for the things I need to say. Please silence your cell phones. Don't be the embarrassed person who has their cell phone. You'll thank me later for telling me. Secondly, no flash photography. It's not a good idea to distract the wonderful artists here. Finally, the bar will remain open, so drink up. We are so, so happy to have the Indigo Girls back in this area. I want to throw out a few thanks. First, this whole thing is presented by Russell Carter Artist Management. Thank you to our Victor Russell. It is sponsored by the Cultural Arts Association of Walton County. Thank you to Jennifer and the whole crew at CAA. And I want to add a little note too. First of all, I'll say they have a new CD that's out. Please go buy it. We did. We're not disappointed. It is fantastic. It is a series of live shows, a double CD set, wonderful stuff. And I just wanted to add, finally, on a personal note, that I was involved in organizing the 38 Songwriters Festival. Anybody go to this? Amy and Emily went out there on the coldest possible January day we could have had. So we want to thank them. I thought they may never come back, but they are sweet enough to be here. And I think it just goes to show that they're not just extremely talented artists, but they are a class act, too. So, and without further ado, please welcome Amy and Emily, the Indigo Girls.
Thanks, Mark.